있니? 날이 큰 아들 사는, 날이 큰 아들 사는, 날이 큰 아들 사는, 저, 아구령 어구리, 아구령
You've been listening to Shukshukta Radio. This is CITR 101.9 FM. And you've had the pleasure of your host, Worku Ayalu.
Thank you, Dani.
You're welcome, Worku. And anything we should know about that's cool coming up in the community? Any musical events?
Soon. I think so. I don't know. Maybe soon. I'm hoping in Liberty Days.
Okay, keep us updated. You know what? The levels look here like it's not. Are we on air? I think we're on air, right?
Yeah.
Okay. again, this is CITR 101.9 FM. Shukshukta is 1 hour of Amharic music. And we're now transitioning into Kol Nodadi, which means nomadic voice. And I'm your host, Danya. Please call in and let us know what you think of the music here. The number is 822-2487. And call in between music so you can actually talk without being pressed for time, seriously. Today, in this 1 hour, beautiful music inspired by the sunshine, this gorgeous, gorgeous weather. It's so emancipating. It's so beautiful. The city just completely changes and blossoms, and I love it. And so, in lieu of that, we are going to begin today with a place we left off a few weeks ago. This gorgeous CD that I picked up here at the station. Once in a while, we get some really interesting albums sent here into the station, and the latest one here is Amadou M. Mariam, and the album is called Welcome to Mali. It is so interesting and very, very beautiful. They are a couple from Mali, composed of Mariam Doumbia, who is in charge of vocals, born in Bamako, which is Mali's capital, in 1958, and Amadou Bagayoko, who takes care of the guitar and joins in on some vocals too, also born in Bamako in 1954. And the pair is known as the blind couple from Mali. They met at Mali's Institute for the Young Blind and found that they shared a passion for music. And what they've created here is just so interesting, difficult to pin down, which is my favorite type of music. And I played for you last week two pieces, the first and second tracks off of this album that we have here. And I'm going to begin by playing the second and then another track off of this album. The second piece I'm going to play again because I just think it is stunning. It's called Ce n'est pas bon. And I'm also going to play a track from this album right after called Jama. So today we're going to begin with music from different parts of Africa, beginning with Mali, actually staying in this region of Africa today. We're going to move onwards to listen to some music from Latin America and Spain, and then onwards to the Middle East and the Jewish world. We're going to begin here, though, with Amadou and Mariam. This is a beautiful song called Ce n'est pas bon. You're listening to Kol Nodadi, and this is CITR.
Dans la politique, ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas. La dictature dans la politique, ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas. Du bonheur pour le peuple, yeah, yeah, yeah. De l'amour pour le peuple. démagogie dans la politique. Ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas. Les dictateurs dans la politique. Ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas.
Piece called Ce n'est pas bon. So that was Amadou and Mariam, a musical duo from Mali. And their early recordings in the 80s and 90s featured spare arrangements of guitar and voice. And since then, they produce music that mixes traditional Mali sound with rock guitars, Syrian violins, Cuban trumpets, Egyptian ney, Colombian trombones, Indian tablas, and other sorts of percussion. And all of these elements put together have been referred to as Afro blues. They are a fascinating duo. Between 74 and 80, Amadou played with Les Ambassadeurs du Hotel in 1980. The couple married and began to play together, as well as Amadou continuing the successful solo career and running the Blind Institute's music program. By 1985, the couple had made a name for themselves playing Malian blues. They embarked on a tour of Burkina Faso. In 1986, they moved to the Côte d'Ivoire and recorded several cassette albums and eventually the album Sunitile in Paris, which became a hit in France. They started playing at festivals around the world. Let me play for you the second track that I had in mind. It's called Jama, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about them. You're listening to Kol Nodadi, and this is CITR.
Kobe wati, kobe wati, wati ele wati, kobe.
Amadou and Mariam. And as I was telling you about, this is one of the more fascinating albums we've recently received here at the station. It's called Welcome to Mali, and I've been playing off of this album. A little bit more about them. Again, I started saying that they began playing at festivals around the world in the mid-80s when they released a hit that just exploded in France. The album, well, hits off of the album called Souvenir in Paris. And in 2003, later on, they were approached by world Latin music star Manu Chao, who then produced their 2004 album Dimanche à Bamako, which also features his distinctive vocals. In 2006, the duo recorded together with Herbert Grönemeyer the official anthem for the 2006 FIFA World Cup, Celebrate the Day. The song topped the German charts in 2006. And in 2007, they supported Scissor Sisters at the Men Arena in July. And in the summer of 2008, they played Lollapalooza in Chicago, Illinois, and the Latitude Festival in Henham Park in Suffolk. In 2008, their song Sabali placed 15 on the top 100 best tracks of 2008. Amadou and Mariam won the Best Group category in the inaugural Songlines Music Awards in 2009 and the New World Music Awards organized by the UK-based magazine Songlines. Very interesting duo here. I'm looking forward to getting to know their music better, but until I acquire more, I will be playing off of this fascinating album. So they are from Mali. And also from Mali, and who I will be playing next, is Habib Koité. Now, Mali is an interesting country, to say the least, on the west part of Africa, on the west side of Africa. It's a landlocked nation, and it is the seventh largest country in Africa, bordering Algeria on the north, Niger on the east, Burkina Faso and the Ivory Coast on the south, Guinea on the southwest, Senegal and Mauritania on the west. It has an estimated population of about 12 million, and again, the capital is Bamako. A little bit about Habib Koité, who you'll be hearing next on the show. A Malian guitarist, he is one of Africa's most popular and recognized musicians. Koité was born in 1958 in Thiès, a Senegalese town situated on the railway line connecting Dakar to Niger, where his father worked on the construction of the tracks. 6 months after his birth, the Koité family returned to the regional capital of West Mali, Kayes, and then to Bamako. Habib comes from a noble line of Kasonke griots, traditional troubadours who provide wit, wisdom, and musical entertainment at social gatherings and special events. Habib grew up surrounded by 17 siblings and developed his unique guitar style accompanying his griot mother. He inherited his passion for music from his paternal grandfather, who played the kamele ngoni, a traditional four-stringed instrument associated with hunters from the Wassalo region of Mali. "Nobody really taught me to sing or to play the guitar," explains Habib. "I watched my parents and it just rubbed off on me." Let's get right to his music here. I'm actually playing off of a compilation album called Music of Mali, but I'm going to play a song of his called Kanawa. So this is Habib Koite and Bamada. You're listening to Kol Nodedi here, and this is CITR.
Thank you.
So that was Jamie Stone and Mansa Sissoko off of their album Africa to Appalachia. And I just played for you a piece called Dakar. Let me just read to you from the insert off of this really interesting collaborative project here. The African roots of the banjo, the untold branches of roots music, a musical friendship as wide as the ocean. This album has been a long time in the making. It started when I discovered what's still news to most, that the hide-covered instrument with an extra drone string we called the banjo actually comes from West Africa. I became particularly curious about what kind of music didn't make it across the ocean on slave ships headed west from Senegal and Mali in the 17 to 1800s, and began listening to all of the African music I could find. And then I met Mansa Sissoko. Just stand next to him and you can feel it. The lore. Tumble-down village music meeting the radiostatic modern world. A griot by birth, Mansa is a walking encyclopedia of Malian music and story, a guide for life cycle events, a powerful singer, and a unique voice on the 21-string kora. From the moment we met, the heart-to-heart, eye-to-eye connection was immediate. We both knew a collaboration was in store. We crisscrossed. I spent 7 weeks in Mali researching the banjo's African roots, making field recordings and playing with the incredible musicians everywhere I went. And meanwhile, Mansa moved from Bamako to Quebec City in the midst of winter to begin a new life with his family. The world is round and things on it seem to happen circuitously. A friend of mine calls this musique recyclée, forged melodies, repurposed lyrics, and recycled songs. This is the sound of traditional music reimagined. The musicians on this album all come steeped in different styles and have pioneering sounds all their own. Everyone brought such warmth, inventiveness, and trust to the sessions, making music rooted in and yet free from tradition. That's a really fascinating last statement there. Music rooted in and yet free from tradition. As if tradition can sometimes trap musicians, and surely I guess it does. That was Jamie Stone, one of the musicians on this very interesting album, speaking in May 2008. So what I just played for you again is off of Jamie Stone and Mansa Sissoko's Africa to Appalachia. Oh my goodness, this hour is running away from me. Let's switch gears right now. You're listening to Kol Nodedi. Again, this is CITR broadcasting from UBC, University of British Columbia, station right here in Vancouver. And next, some music from Los Delincuentes. What can I tell you about them? Not too much, because I can't find much that's not in Spanish, but apparently they're very, very well known. They've been around for a while. They are based in Spain, and I first heard of them on Last FM, which is a very cool kind of social networking-like tool resource on the internet. So that's last.fm. And I got really into them. At least one of the pieces enough to purchase this album, called El Sentimiento Garapatero Que Nos Traen Las Flores. That's me faking a Spanish accent. So this album that I'm going to play for you was released in 2001. And what I like about them is this kind of down and dirty feel. Definitely the vocals, but definitely founded in flamenco, rumba, and a Latin fusion of various sorts. So, this is them, Los Delincuentes, and this is first song off of that album here. You're listening to Kol Nodedi. Enjoy.
sadunda chi mama nanya ke
siento el corazón, una aguda espina dorada, quien te pudiera sentir y en el corazón clavado. Ahí anda ya que no te quiero.
Linares. She is a fundamental pillar of all current flamenco singing. She masters a vast repertoire of flamenco styles due to her long experience. I was just playing off of her album La Luna en el Río. And her enormous versatility has allowed her to take part in zarzuelas, which is a Spanish form of musical drama, plays, and several projects involving classical musicians and musicians from around the world of jazz. From all of her works, though, interestingly, the recording of an anthology of female flamenco singing is the one which stands out from all of her work. And I'm hoping to get my hands on that and to play from that for you in the near future. So again, that was off of her album called La Luna en el Río. That was Carmen Linares. And we're going to, in this short hour, I feel I often need to just pick and choose at the last minute. I need to just select the songs that I love most and just sort of mix things up here because time is running away, slipping through my fingers. So I'm going to go right into the last couple tracks that I had planned for the show today. And that is Well, two of them are off of a beautiful album of the Dan Reichel Project. I'm going to play off of their latest album, which is called Within My Walls. And they continue the tradition. Although they haven't been around for that long, they've definitely established themselves as legendary in some way in terms of combining musical cultures, specifically Israeli musical cultures that really span so much geography, territory, history. And on this album is a lot of Spanish, Portuguese, Yemenite, Arabic, Amharic, Hebrew. It's very, very beautiful. Again, this is called Within My Walls. This is the Dan Reichel Project. And this was released this year, just a couple months ago. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful music. So I'm going to play from this album a song called With My Eyes Shut. And I believe this is Portuguese, Olhos Fechados. I think I butchered that. Anyways, it's beautiful. The music will speak for itself. I also wanted to thank Keith Wolzinger for calling in. That was so very cool. Keith Wolzinger is a host of a very, very cool, what shall I call it, a project. He has a really awesome website called klezmerpodcast.com. It's the Klezmer Podcast. And there you will find really interesting news, interviews, and music from the world of klezmer. And it's not just, you know, klezmer these days is not just your doinas and your flying boogers stuck in the world of the ghetto. It is founded in that and born from that, but completely reinterpreted often nowadays. And his site reflects that and the diversity and the redefinitions of klezmer nowadays, in modern times, for whatever that means. So check that out, klezmerpodcast.com. Thank you for calling in, Keith. And so onwards, this is the Dan Reichel Project, as I've promised to play a beautiful love song called With My Eyes Shut. You're listening to Kol Nodedi. This is CITR.
Pedi anjos de Deus, tava em busca um mulher que cacre levasse vida sem o amor. Caminho com espada e força de saudade e dor, com alma livre na tempo, um crevive o olho fechado, bateu junto comigo. flamo vai pocave mas crece e de anjos de Deus va vem busca um mulher que ca crê levasse vida sem o amor. את הרגע להתחיל לסוף את השברים אולי יצא יותר להתחיל קצת למהר להתחיל להסתדר ולעשות קצת רעש אולי מקום אחר מקום יותר בוער להתחיל קצת לקלקל ולתקן עוד פעם מה הזמן מסמן זה הכל שריות של החיים ולחיות את הרגע להתחיל לסוף את השברים אולי יצא יותר להתחיל קצת למים להתחיל להסתדר ולעשות קצת רעש אולי מקום אחר מקום יותר בוער להתחיל קצת לקלקל ולתקן עוד פעם להסתדר ולעשות קצת רעש אולי מקום אחר מקום יותר בוער להתחיל קצת לקלקל ולתקן עוד
That was the Denreicher Project, but before that, that was my aunt calling me all the way from where Denreicher is from Israel. So it's so lovely to hear from you, Julie. Ohevet otach, ohevet otchem, and thank you for calling. It's so exciting to hear from people, especially family, especially people from across the globe, across any kind of distance. So thank you to the callers today. That was very exciting. I'd like to just mention again that this beautiful album is called Within My Walls, Ben Kerot Beiti, and that is the Idan Reichel Project's latest album. They combine ancient traditions with modern technology and create enchanting rhythms that just take off and melt into warmth and a transcendence that's soothing, harmonious, and also just full of wandering and beauty. You almost just fall into their music and let it take your soul on a journey that's quite emotional. And their lyrics, again, are in Hebrew, Arabic, Amharic, Portuguese, Spanish. Did I miss anything? I'm sure they'll come out with more in their next album. So get your hands on that one. It's worth your while. We're going to end off here with a last piece from a band called Moshav. And specifically, I'm going to play for you a song called Misplaced. Now, I'm playing from their album because they will be playing here on Thursday, June 4th at 7 p.m. They are Moshav, the Moshav band. They'll be playing at the Granville Island stage. It's very cool that they're coming all the way to Vancouver. They were born on a musical village founded by the well-known Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach. The members of this band literally grew up on his lap, performing with the late troubadour as young boys. He had quite a musical legacy and quite an impact on many people spiritually. Their eclectic sound can be explained by their own description of themselves as Orthodox Jews who grew up on a religious moshav in Israel with American parents. Anyways, they're now based in LA. They're coming here. And for more information about the concert, go to that's as in Vancouver, VHAMOSHAV. @gmail.com. That's VHAMOSHAV @gmail.com. Or check out moshavband.com. We're going to end off here with a piece of theirs and see what you think of them. Very cool music, modern, dedicated, faithful, beautiful rock, and inspired by other musical genres as well. So thank you for listening to Kol Nodadi. Thank you to the callers. Have a beautiful week and go to the concert Thursday evening. Check out the website moshavband.com. Thanks for listening to Kol Nodadi. Bye-bye. Job. And then I got another. I
swept your streets, I walk your gutter. No minimum wage, no insurance. I'm the one you never see, the one you never notice.
Sometimes